with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke what? And it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rigged, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking everything burger today. You know, we missed one thing about the outdoor cleanup. I want to talk just 30 seconds about grill cleanup. Please, if you've not used your grill all winter, get right in there, take it apart as much as you feel comfortable doing, and check for animal nests, check for anything that's in there, because if it's been covered up all winter, that's a great place for rodents to get in, make a home, and because they love the smell and maybe they're some of the taste, and you just got to be careful. I'm not speaking from experience this year, but that has happened to me before. You light it up for the first time and the thing's smoking and smelling bad. You're like, what is going on? And you figure out there was some sort of a nest in
that
there.
That patina is mouse urine.
Yeah, right, exactly. Not what you want to do. So just make sure to clean, take a good look at your grill, tear it apart a little bit, and a good cleanup before you get going for the season's a great thing anyway.
Yeah. So what do you like for a patty? And with St. Patrick's Day coming up, I'm not talking about
that patty?
Your Irish buddy.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed in this dive is all the opinions and people's, you know, preferences and what they swear to or
right.
really feel strongly about or maybe don't care. Just all sorts of opinions all over the place. And it makes you, I guess, question how you're going to regame that burger. What, you know, percentage of fat, how you're grilling it, for one thing. If you're on a flat top, a little more fat's okay. If you're on your grill over a direct flame, you got to be a little careful.
Right.
And you're not doing smash burgers on a grill unless you have a cast iron pan on there or something.
Right. And then you're not on the direct flame, right? Yeah. So it's a smash burgers, you've all probably seen them. If you haven't, it's just a burger that's flattened out thin. They let it get crispy on both sides. It creates a better texture, in my mind, than a regular burger. But you got to be careful not to dry them out, because when you're pressing down on that, you're pressing all the juice out of the
burger.
I remember
when that chain came out.
Right.
And I remember thinking, God, you're going to ruin a piece of meat.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
It's amazing. It's because you're using a higher fat content.
Right.
If it was lean, you would be ruining it.
Yeah.
You'd have something to reshoe your boots with.
Yeah. So prior to smash burgers, that's a way to do it. Not my favorite. But the kids like them. We make them in the summer when the griddle's out, you know. But I prefer my burger cooked to medium or medium rare. A lot of people that come over when I make them that way think I didn't cook it enough, especially the ladies, it seems. But, you know, ground burger, I don't think it's going to hurt you if it's a little bit raw, right? Just get it from a reputable place. You know, we go over to Sobeys, you get his ground meat, you know it's great.
Yep.
And you're going to, I usually take, I plan it about a third of a pound is my favorite burger. So I get 3 out of a pound of burger. You know, you just get your package, you look at it, patty them up. And one of the things that I think is important is trying to make them thicker on the outside, the rim, and maybe a little divot in the center. Because what happens is when I cook those on the grill, they puff up.
They shrink in.
Right.
That forces that center to rise.
Right. And
that whole
Yeah. Because if you serve a burger to your guests or your family or whoever you're doing it for.
Yourself.
And it's a mountain. The center is twice as thick as the edges.
Yeah.
All the condiments fall off.
Right.
Right. So, you know, logic says build it the other way. Make the outside thicker, the center thinner. You just put your thumb in there and push it around and when it's done cooking, it's closer to level. I've never got them really level like you would out of a hockey puck that you bought a frozen one from a big box store, but I don't cook with those anyway.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way I like a burger. What about you? What's your favorite way?
In my mouth.
Yeah, right.
So what I use for patties, of course, I buy a cow every year, and that's probably 80%.
Yep.
And it's about right. It's an organic cow. It's fed the very best food possible. The flavor is immaculate. And I just simply, well, first of all, I have the processor bring them out in 1.5 pound tubes.
Yep.
So I can cut those. I can cut one of those into 4 pieces.
Yeah.
And I have like 4 perfect. And then I take the plastic off. You know, I just literally slice through it while it's like that.
Right.
And then I've got 4 beautiful pucks. I can just press them down a little bit. The less I maneuver them and manipulate them, I think the more tender they are.
I would agree with that.
And you know, a lot of people buy beef in a tube. I went to my son's last week and stayed a few days with him and helped him cut firewood and stuff. And he had this, he said, we're having burgers, and he had this giant tube of burger on the counter, and it's got the colored wrapping. It's from the big box store. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, so is that the burgers we're making tonight? And he started laughing. He goes, no, that's for the dog. He's got this 150-pound bull mastiff that he cooks burgers for. He feeds it raw, actually.
Yeah.
So Buffy gets the the stuff in a colored wrapper.
She's healthy.
She is.
Yeah.
He's very meticulous about his meat, too. He's got an Amish market up there that he buys from. And
yeah. You know, if that's all you can afford, okay. But it's fundamental. You start with good ingredients, you're going to get good results. And if you your budget doesn't allow you to buy fresh ground burger at the butcher shop like we're so blessed to be able to do, then you know you got to do what you got to do.
Well, there's another way around that.
Yeah, right. That's where I was going.
And you wait till you see it on sale where you trust their meat.
Right.
Wait till you see it on sale and buy a bunch of it and just throw it in the freezer.
Right.
Because I don't want to have to go to the store every day.
Right, right. And
but I do.
Well, I enjoy, you know, I mean, if you haven't heard before, we're pretty fond of Sobey Meats here because it is a quintessential butcher shop. And you can go there, and if you call ahead, they'll pretty much give you any cut that they can make. They'll have it for you, whatever it is. But you can ask for special grind. You may have to buy a bunch of it if he's got to dirty up his equipment, but that makes perfect sense. But generally, he's got
all sorts of grinds,
right.
And he does them for tons of restaurants.
Right.
So
right.
They'll custom blend any burger you want.
Right.
I know the guy across the street at that little brewery.
Yep.
Lost Art.
Right.
They have a burger wagon out front. Sobey custom blends all their burger for them, and
yep,
they're stinking wonderful.
Oh yeah. Yeah, again, you start out with good product, you end with a good meal.
You know, and to help you do that, you should go to our website. It's called thegrillinguys.com. On there you'll find menus, you'll find past shows. You can download, if you like one of these shows by chance, you can click on that show, copy the URL and send it to a friend.
Right.
If you have a radio station in your area that doesn't carry the show, copy that, send it to your program director, your PD, and say, hey, we really like this. Can you play this on Saturdays? And they'll be like the other stations that do it. So there's also on the right, you'll see a bunch of our sponsors.
Right.
You can click on them. You'll go to their current sales. On the top, you'll see a headset. You can click on that to get the podcast. It's really simple. And on the bottom of our site, it'll click you right onto Jethro.com, and you can listen to the show live every Saturday morning here at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Coming up next, we're going to top your burger. Stick with us. We'll be back.